Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Beis Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be completing Simen Tov Kuf Mem Ches, which dealt with the halachos of Avelos and Cholamoid, and actually concludes the entire discussion in Shulchan Aruch on Cholamoid, and we'll be starting in Be'ezus Hashem the next series of Simanim, which are the halachos of Tisha B'Av and Shaar Tanios, and we'll begin with Simen Tov Kuf Mem Tes in that discussion about the four Tzomos, the four public fasts. So let us begin. We had one last Mishnah Berurah to finish off, still from Sif Yotes, which actually is on the very top words of Chof Beis Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, "V'im shama shmur krova b'shabbos erev regel." If a person heard a shmur krova, in other words, he lost a relative, Rachmon al-Islam, within 30 days of the actual burial, and this is on Shabbos, which is erev haregel. Shabbos is the day before the regel. So let's say it's like this year, erev Pesach cholios b'shabbos. So in this situation, Shabbos ol lol yom echad, then Shabbos does count as one day of Avelus, the Yom Tov, and or if it was a yontif, it would count as one day of avelus, because again, the person was already buried. Umevatel gzeira shiva, and that does knock off the gzeira of the shiva when the regel comes. Because of prima gadim, brings out from the prima gadim. Kaddish yesh lomar. Should a person say or not kaddish during that regel? Technically, it's still within 7 days of the person's having lost his relative, and it's still within the shloshim. Does he have a kadima, even though the regel knocked off the shiva and the shloshim? So he says, prima gadim, the ein haregel mavatel. In this situation, the regel doesn't knock off your rights, your halachic status of being a person who's entitled to say kaddish. V'yesh lo din shiva shloshim. You still have the halachic status of being like a person in the shiva and the shloshim if it's within those days of debuch, the actual patira. And he says, this is true. Afilu noag sho achas le'regel. Even though you did, in fact, have the regel knock off the shiva or the shloshim. Ayin Sham, he says, look at the prima gadim over there. If you look in Deer Shu, footnote number 56, he brings down that the kavana over here is as follows. Shibamokum shirak echot mehachiyuvim omer kaddish osam. In places where it was only one person that would say the kaddish at a time. Technically, that is the din, that only one person says kaddish at a time. Already in the Sephardic communities for many years, they had the custom that more than one person says it, they also say it together. And the Ashkenazi communities from the time of the major cholera epidemics in the middle 1800s, we already see from Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer that they paskin, there were never so many young orphans in the shuls that the person would go weeks without saying Kaddish because Nebuch, there were so many people saying Kaddish, so they decreed that everybody's allowed to say Kaddish together. And that's the common custom in many places. Again, in the Yekisha communities, they still only have one person saying Kaddish, which is technically the din. In any event, so what he's telling us here is, in a place where you only have one person saying Kaddish at a time, so lo nizvato mimenu linyan din zeh shiva o shloshim b'rego. So this person, who the rego took apart the shiva and took apart the shloshim from him, nevertheless, he still is entitled lezakos b'amiris ha-kaddish lifnei ha-chiyuvim ha-cherim. He would have a higher precedence than anybody else in the Yud Beis Chodesh. He's still technically within the shiva and the shloshim, as opposed to a yard site, which would also have kadima over him as well, again, at least for one kaddish each day, and this is discussed elsewhere. Now we go to Siv Chof. The Mechaber writes, "Im asori yomim achar achag." So 10 days after the regel, shama shemes lomes merav achag. Person Nebuch hears that he lost a relative on the days before the chag started. So in other words, if he had known about it at that point in time, the shiva would have been knocked off, and he would now be counting towards the shloshim. And in this situation, where it's now 10 days after the Chag, so if you'd calculated, if he'd actually sat Shiva, even for 5 minutes, that would count as 7 days. The Shiva Yisimei Chag and the 7 days of the Chag of Sukkot would count as 7 days. And then Yom Shmini Atzeres, which is Regel Bifnei Atzmo, would count as another 7 days. So you have a total of Esrei V'Echad. And then you have Simchas Torah, which would be one more day. So that's 22 days. And then, now, you're at 10 days after the Chag, V'Asar Yomim, Acherim, Hari Shloshim V'Echad. This adds up to now that you're 31 days from after the actual time that the person Nebuch passed away. So in this situation, do we call this a Shmur Rechoka or a Shmur Krova? Because if you looked at it from the Shloshim point of view, it's more than 30 days. But if you looked at it from the physical point of view, it's less than 30 days. So the Gemara says, Ein lezeh din Shmur Rechoka. We don't consider this as if it was the Shloshim in terms of the calculations of the Shloshim, where we knock off 7 days before the regel, 7 days for the regel, and then 7 days for Shmini Atzeres. So that's 21 days when it's really only 8 days. Ella din shmor krova. We look at it from the physical point of view, and we view it as it's actually less than 30 days. Because in fact, if the person died 1 day before the regel, and now it's 10 days after the regel, that's certainly within 30 days. And the reasoning is, sheinar regel olulo, that the regel doesn't count for him, lemisha lo noaga velus, kodem lo klal. That which we said, that the regel knocks off the shiva, and then the shiva is done, I mean, it counts as 7 days, even though it's only 1 day. And then the regel, 7 days, and then another 7 days, shmini atzeres. That's only if you were noaga velus beforehand. And certainly, and certainly in a situation where you only find out about it afterwards, so you have absolutely no hanhaga of avelus whatsoever. So the din is that we look at the actual days, and we don't look at this a somewhat specific calculation for the shloshim, where 7 days are accounted, even though 7 days did not go by. Now we're looking at the last Mishnah Berurah here, Sif Katan Nun Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokum Yoledes, if it's a woman who is giving birth, Shemes Lo Meis, Shechayevis Les Abel Olav, and she would never have to go and have all the halachas of Avelus, and it's hard for her as a woman who is pregnant. Vuadin Shar Chola, or for any other person who's sick, V'Evshalen Les Abel Machmas Chalishu Son, and it's difficult for them to have the halachas of Avelus because of their weakness. So Kivin Shem Yadu Mizeh, even though they know about this, but they weren't able to hold the avelus, and the regel uprooted the shiva, and therefore there is no shiva. The same thing would be with the shloshim, so it works even for them, even though they didn't actually have any of the hanhagas of avelus because they were too weak or sick. Nevertheless, the gzera of shiva and the gzera of shloshim are uprooted, even though they didn't actually hold them, but they knew about it. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, other dinim related to this, yes, dini apratim ashoch linyan zeh, other dinim related to avelus, mevura hakol biradeya, simin shin sadi tes, ayin sham. These halachas are discussed over there. With this we conclude the beautiful simin tov kuf memches, and we conclude the entire section of Mishnah Berurah on Chol HaMoed, and we begin hilchos tisha b'av u'shar tanios, the halachas of the tanesim, and we begin with simin tov kuf memtes, which deals with the arbat somos, not specifically only tisha b'av, but just deals with the general concept of tanesim. And the Mechaber tells us, chayovim l'sanos b'tisha b'av, u'bi yudzai b'tamos, u'begim b'tishrei, u'besar b'tevius, the famous four tanes tzibur that we have, which are, of course, Tisha B'Av, the most stringent, and then Shavasa B'Tamuz, and Som Gedalia, Gimel Tishrei, and Asar B'Teves. All of these are fast days. So Mechaber reminds us, because of the terrible tragedy that happened to the Jewish people on these days. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Aleph outlines them. He says, number one, Vumi Divrei Nevi'im. These Tanesim were set up by the Nevi'im. These are very important days. Kedusiv Bakra, as it says in Zechariah, Tzom HaRevi, he talks there about the fast of the fourth month, Tzom HaChamishi, the fifth month, Tzom HaShvi, the seventh month, Tzom HaSivi, the tenth month, V'gomer, the Amu Chazal tell us, Tzom HaRevi, the fast of the fourth month, is referring to Zeh Shavasa B'Tamuz. Tamuz is the fourth month of the year, when you start Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamuz. Shuv B'Chodesh Revi, Lemin HaChadashim. Tzom HaChamishi, the fifth month, is of course Tisha B'Av. Zeh Tisha B'Av, Shuv B'Chodesh HaChamishi, in the fifth month. Tzom HaShvi, the seventh month, is Tishrei. Zeh Tzom Gedaya, which is on the third day of Tishrei. Discuss later whether that's actually the day that Gedaliah died, Gedaliah ben Achikam, when he was assassinated, or was that actually on the first day of Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh. In any event, that's the Tzom HaChamish, Ashvi, the Tzom HaSivi, the fast of the 10th month, that's Tzor B'Tevis. Tevis is the 10th month of the year, and Tzor B'Tevis, the 10th day of Tevis, Shuv Chodesh HaSivi. As the Mechaber told us, we fast because of the terrible tragedy that happened to the Jewish people on those days. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rambam, as you clearly see in the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph, the purpose that Chazal set these fast days up, why the Nevi'im set these fast days up, is kedei la'orer halavos, to stimulate your heart, lefakeach al darchei tshuva, to go and do tshuva. And we should remind ourselves of the terrible things that we've done to deserve to have these tragedies. And the actions of our forefathers, which are just like our negative things now, and so they and us have these sorrows. It always tells us that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in your days, so then it's as if you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in your days with your actions. By thinking about these tragedies, we will all do tshuva. That we should do vidui on our sins, we should admit our sins, as well as the sins of our forefathers, v'gomer. Now, Dershu foot number one brings down that this is the opinion of the Rambam and others as well, that the purpose of these Tanesim is to do tshuva. Others bring down, no, that it was done for the reminder we should have avelus on the past terrible tragedies, and we should be sad about them just because there were terrible events that happened in Jewish history. And there are those like the Griz of Soloveitchik, Yitzhak Zev Soloveitchik, Zatzal, who brings down that it's a combination of both. It's a din of tainus as well as a din of avelus. And the issue for number one goes through a more detailed discussion of these different opinions. It then also brings down the Shalah, who says that it was the takan of Chazal to be misavel al churban Yerushalayim. Eino ela mitoch shekachshin is bonein. You should think about that the churban was caused by our sins. And therefore, even if it's about avelus, it also has to be the reminder that we have to do better. Chassam Sofer brings down, based all upon the Rambam, that the tachlis of the tainus is tshuva. That the purpose of the tainus is that we should do tshuva. And in fact, that's why Sam Sofer brings down that we say vidui and slichos machmas yom elohim yimei tshuva, because these are days of tshuva, and that's why we say the vidui, the shloshes midos, and slichos. The Aruch HaShulchan adds shenogu likros betanios ba'av Torah b'mincha dir shoshem yimatzo kidei lohoros lasu tshuva, which talks about going to do tshuva b'himatzo, means during the aseres yimei tshuva. So we remind ourselves of this idea. Dershu foot number two brings down that the minhag is to go and give tzedakah, especially on a tainis, because agra the tainisa, because the main reward for a tainis is the tzedakah that you give on the tainis, it's tzedakah. And he brings out a beautiful minhag that some people say the amount of money that you save by not eating that day you should give to aniyim, so they should have food. And then further brings down that there are other anhagos that we will learn in Siman Tov Kuf Samaches and the Mishnah Berurah over there. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, L'chein chayev kol ish losub el libo, if every person should pay attention, b'otzen yomim, during these tanesim, l'fash mish b'maisav, to look into your actions, v'loshub behem, to do tshuva. Ki ein ha'ikar ha'tainis, because the main function of the tainis isn't the fasting. K'mo shekasu b'yan she'ninve, it says in Yonah, b'yan she'ninve, v'yare shem es masem, Hashem saw their actions, he didn't see their fasting, doesn't say he saw their sackcloths. V'yamu chazal, es sakam b'yas tanisim lo nemar, he doesn't say that he saw their sackcloths and he saw their fasting. Ela es masem, he saw that they did tshuva. And the whole purpose of the tainis is to do tshuva. And therefore, people on a fast day, they just spend time walking around aimlessly doing silly things. Okay, they're fasting. They took the unimportant, the hinicho ika, and they left behind the important thing about doing tshuva. However, he says, don't think for this, however, and lift to our sasso be tshuva bilvat. But if say, well, listen, I'm going to eat all day, but I'll do a lot of tshuva, that's not right either. This is a very high dirabanan from the Nevi'im that a person should fast on these days, lesanospam, or kamosha kasav lumala, as we've already said. Then we have Sivkot and Beis, and Mishnah Berurah says, Mipnei Dvarim Haram, because of all the terrible things that happen to the Jewish people on these days. What exactly happens? So the Mishnah Berurah goes through the list. Ki b'shivu aso b'tamuz, on the 70th day of Tammuz, the Mishnah in Tainis tells us, Erubo Chamishat Tzaros, five terrible things happen to Jewish people, and five additional things happen on Tisha B'Av. And it says, number one, Bo nishtabru aluchos, ki shorad Moshe ben Ahar, ki meforesh b'torah. That on that day, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he smashed the luchos when he saw the people doing the chayta egel. And Rashi there, as you can see in Dershu footnote number 3, points out how Rashi made this calculation. Uvuta la tomid, and the second terrible thing that happened is they stopped bringing the korban tomid. Old milhakri b'vayis rishon, during the first Beis HaMikdash. And the third thing that happened was v'huvko ha'ir b'churban b'vayis sheni. For the second Beis HaMikdash, the walls were breached on the 70th day of Tammuz. The issue foot number 4 brings down that it's a machlokes between the Bavli and Yushami. Did it also occur in the first Beis HaMikdash? And in fact, the Navi says, no, it was on the 9th day of Tammuz, but there are those that say that that actually was just really a mistake, and that was left codified in the Navi because of the tsar that the people were having, because of all the difficulties that the people were having. Therefore, the people actually made a mistake in the date, and Nach wanted to allude to that idea. In any event, there's a machlokes Yushami and Bavli as to whether it was and the first Beis HaMikdash also on the 17th day, or only just the second Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, V'sarav apostomus harosh ha-satorah. Apostomus, as we see in Dershu foot number 5, was Misharihan Yevonim. He was from the last leaders of the Yevonim. And he burnt the Sefer Torah, Rachmana Litzlan. Some say that Apostomus put the Tzelem in the Hechel. Dershu foot number 6, he brings down other Shittas as well, that Rashi says that it was Menashe, the wicked King Menashe, who ruled for the longest of any Melech Yehuda for 55 years, and he possibly did tshuva at the end. Hal Gemara and Brachos discusses this whole idea, who Menashe was, whether he was totally bad, or did he do tshuva. In any event, that's what Rashi says, is the Humat Tzelem Behechol, that he put it up. On the other hand, the Bar Tanura brings down from the Yerushalmi the Machlokas, whether this is in the Bayis Rishon from Menashe, or that there are those that say it was Abba Slamis who did this in the Bayis Sheni. Then it tells us on five things, terrible things. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "B'tisha B'av Hayyabu Churban Gadol." The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, both the first and second Beis Hamikdash. Rachmona Litzlan. Shenerach Rabbo Habayis Harishon V'gam Hasheni. So those are two of the bad things happened on B'tisha B'av. It was Hayom Nigzal of Asinu Shavimiro Shaloi Kos Laretz, and it was also decreed upon us because we cried that night. So Hashem said, "You will cry for naught. I'll give you a reason to cry." So with the Chet of the Meraglim, so that occurred also on B'tisha B'av. Number four, Bezalel Hayom Nukud Ir Gedola Ubeit Hashma. That after the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, there was a third commonwealth that the Jewish people had for 2.5 years. Bar Kofa, the king, and reigning in Klal Yisrael. But then that led to the terrible destruction of the city of Beitar, the capital city of the new commonwealth of the Jewish people, and the destruction of the last remnants of the Jewish people's sovereignty. Vahayuba Alofim Uravavos, and tens and thousands of people died. Rachman Olislan Yisrael V'Noflu Kulam Yad Akam and Eru Kulam. They were all killed. Yerushalmi and other places. The Midrashim it discusses how many people were killed. Nebuchad Beitar. Many cities were destroyed. Vaisatzar Gedola Kamo Churban Beis Hamikdash. It was as great as the Churban Beis Hamikdash in terms of loss of life and in the terrible tragedy for the Jewish people. And finally, the fifth thing, Ubaba Yom HaMuchan LePoranos, this date which is designated throughout our history for terrible things. Many terrible things happened throughout our history. The Spanish Inquisition, the start of World War I, which of course led to World War II, many other events, terrible tragedies happened on Tisha B'Av. It's a day designated for Jewish calamities to occur. So it's Muchan LePoranos. So Chorish Tarnas Rosh is a Rosh, a Hechel V'Sviva. So Tarnas Rosh is the Rosh. He plowed through the area of the Hechel and the surrounding area. And this was to fulfill the pasuk, the Kaimash Nemar, Tzion saw that the Chorish Tzion would be plowed. V'yom Shalosh B'Tishrei, what happened on the third day of Tishrei, Bon Era Gedai Ben Achikam, at the destruction of the first base of Migdash, so Nebuchadnezzar left behind Gedai Ben Achikam to be the leader of the remaining Jewish people, and he was assassinated by Yishmael, and that was a terrible tragedy. And Yishufu number 7 brings down the Machlokes as to when that occurred. Some say in the Rebbeinu Reuchim, for example, that it was actually on Rosh Hashanah, but they pushed it off, so you shouldn't have a tainus on Rosh Hashanah, so they had it on Gimel Tishrei, after Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are over. So by definition, he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, but it's always nidcha to Gimel Tishrei. And the Taz says, but it's not considered like a nidcha, which has ramifications in terms of a person making bris milah or other smachot. Do they have to fast on that day or not? Versus the opinion of the Shari Tshuva that says, in the name of the Rosh Yosef, that it was considered like a nidcha all the time and has halacha l'maaseh ramifications. The Kafachayim Paskins, the Pashtus, according to the Gemara and the Rambam, that he was actually killed on Gimel Tishrei, not on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he brings down as well in the Shara Kavanos that Maskonoso, his Maskona is Shabbal Bris Chayv L'Hashmul Tani, so that you do have to fast on those days even though you're making a simcha. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah tells us who Gedai was. He knew LeRosh Achar HaChorban Al Peit HaNishar. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash, so he was in charge of the remaining people living in Eretz Yisrael. V'nichba Gachelis Yisrael HaNishar. And when he was killed, it wiped out the last embers of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Kaideh Shenerek, when he was killed, Galu Kulam, the rest of them were exiled as well. V'nergu Mehem Alofim, and many thousands of people were killed. And then finally, Asar B'Tavis, we know Shebosamach Melech Babel Nuchadetzar Rosh Ayushalayim. That's when the siege around Yerushalayim started 2.5 years before the destruction. The view of Bimotzuk Motzukin was a terrible, difficult time for the Jewish people with the siege and the pressure. Umizeh Nimshach HaKorban, and that led to the ultimate Korban Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel tells us, Misha Tov Ochabem, if somebody did eat on these fast days, Mikol Mokom Tzorch Lahashlem Atainis Achash Ochal, he then has to complete the fast because, what should we say? If somebody has bad breath because of garlic, what should he do? Should he eat more garlic? So, yes, you weren't supposed to eat, but you did eat. Don't keep on eating because that's bad also. So what should he do? Does he have to make a makeup fast, so to say? So that's going to be discussed later on. And the Mishnah footnote 11 tells us that they were going to say that he has to fast the rest of the day, but he doesn't have to do a makeup fast, min hadin, although he brings down for the Ma'aril. If the person wants to get a kapara, he can do a makeup fast. For somebody that's difficult for them to do a makeup fast, so they can just give tzedakah, and that could be a kapara for them. But that's if he ate by accident. If he ate b'mezid, so the Kafach Chaim writes, then he has to do a Monday, Thursday, Monday fast to make up for his takana. If that's difficult for him, he should only at least fast one day to make up, and then he should give tzedakah to aniyim to make up the rest. The issue foot number 10 brings down, should you or should you not say aneinu if you broke your fast? So if a person is fasting the rest of the day, he's allowed to still say aneinu because it's not wrong to say that this is a day of tainus. But if a person is knowingly not allowed to fast and he's eating all day, then he shouldn't say aneinu. Sif Beis Machaber writes, Afogav Dixir Bekroa Bachodesh Revi B'Tishal Chodesh Havka Yir. Even though it says in the Psukim that on the fourth month, on the ninth day, that the walls were destroyed, Emesanim B'Tishal Bav Eli B'Zayin Bav. We only fast on Shavasa B'Tamas, not on the ninth of Tamuz. I discussed this before. This is Machlokas Yerushalmi and Babli, whether that date is correct. And the reason why we don't fast on both is maybe she'afal pi shebarishon hafka b'tisha b'av, even though on the first base of Migdash, according to the simple reading, it was on the ninth day, so we should fast then as well. Kivin shebashniya hafka b'yom yizayin b'av, since in the second base of Migdash, it was destroyed on the Shavasa b'tamuz, so the rabbi said, be too difficult to fast on both the ninth and on the 17th, according to the opinion that it really was the ninth. So tiknu l'sanos b'yizayin b'av, they just said to do it on the 17th, mishum d'churban b'yisheni chomer la, because that's the one that we're still Nebuch missing today, because the first base of Migdash was already replaced by the second base of Migdash, so we're fasting to remind ourselves of the second base HaMikdash. Mishnah Berurah Kandala says, they didn't want to make it both because this would be too difficult for people to fast both days. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Mem Tes and today's Shir.